Good morning. It's WSGW, and you on the Morning Team Show online with you at WSGW.com, on air 100.5 and 790, with Alexa and Siri helping you find WSGW. In our studios that are sponsored by Stone Specialist, your direct source of granite quartz and marble countertops, it's stonespecialist.net online. This Friday, April 24th, where sports fans, specifically football fans, but I guess even sports fans in general, are rejoicing because there's actually some fresh sports news. With the NFL draft now underway, round one last night. And for the expertise, the insight, and the value and the knowledge that he has possessed over his lifetime of love of sports and football, we need to hear from Pat Johnston this morning. Even though Pat Johnston joining Dave and Charlie here in studio, you do so, Pat, from your Alma Bureau this morning. Pat, good morning to you, sir.
Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. The Lions are going to the Super Bowl.
Love your confidence.
one pick does all that.
Thankfully, they've got a lot more. They've got nine picks overall.
They're good.
The more the better, the more the better. But like Charlie said, it was just really, really nice and refreshing to get something fresh in the sports world instead of just always talking about what's being canceled or what's being postponed or watching old ball games. It was just nice to see something new.
Now, I used the Lions' Gridiron Heroes, you know, the fight song that the Lions play after every touchdown scored at Ford Field. But the Lions, last night actually, with the first pick, choosing a player that hopefully is going to prevent touchdowns, at least the opponent's touchdowns. So the Lions, Pat Johnston, was it the right pick? Was it the correct pick? Is it a good pick?
Well, he could score touchdowns on the defense.
Good point. Pick sixes.
Look at it that way. Well, they went with no big surprise. A lot of experts were thinking that they were going to do this, and they did, which was go with cornerback Jeff Okuda from Ohio State. He's got great marks from all of the experts. He had a really good college career. I mean, he was a unanimous All-American pick with the Buckeyes last year. Helped shut down Michigan's offense in the game last year as well. The only drawback I had on him was that he started just one season. But at the same time, you could say that he's young. He's only 21 years old, and he's got lots of potential. Regardless, he's going to play a lot because this defense for the Lions last year was it wasn't good. It wasn't good. It was not a good defense at all. I think they ranked 31st against overall and last against the pass. So no matter what, Jeff Okuda will probably be getting a lot of playing time, if not starting, especially since the Lions traded away cornerback Darius Slay to Philadelphia a couple of months ago.
And I think he has to start. You're choosing this guy at number three. He has to start. Now, whether he's going to play well, I guess, is another story. To be a successful good pick, I perhaps the Lions would appreciate at least a decent season. I don't say he has to be a superstar, but if he starts and gives you at least a decent season, I suppose you'd say it would be successful, especially for decency, as you talked about with the Lions defense, that actually could be an increase, just playing decent.
That's right. It won't take a lot to improve this defense at all. Again, you know, he's got good size, 6'1". He's not afraid to tackle. He has great marks on going one-on-one against top receivers. And with the Lions really struggling with the pass rush, I think one reason why the Lions didn't really do well at the pass rush last year was because they didn't have a great defensive backfield. So Matt Patricia and the defensive coordinator, they were just trying to, I think, protect that defensive backfield and not doing a whole lot of blitzing. Now, maybe with Okuda there, they can rely on him to cover some of the best receivers, and they'll be able to do some more blitzing. I think that's some of the thinking that goes into it. Here's my one drawback, though, is that I've only known in my lifetime two cornerbacks to really change the ball game. Now, that I've seen in my lifetime, of course, I wasn't around, you know, when Dick LeBeau was, dominating on defense and some other great ones. But for me, it was Charles Woodson and Rod Woodson. Those are the two that I can really think of off the top of my head. The game has changed so much over the last decade that it's almost taken the physicality out of the hands of a cornerback to really play great defense. They can do well at times, but it's such a scoring league right now. I personally, I think if I were the Lions, maybe I would have gone with a pass rusher, because sometimes the best way to go against, to defend against the pass, is to have a great pass rush. But it was obvious that after Chase Young was taken second overall by Washington, the Lions said, okay, well, then if we can't get the best pass rusher, let's go with the best cornerback. Again, it's not a horrible pick. It's a decent pick. It's a solid pick. I think he'll do well. And like you said, time will tell. But I don't know. And also, there are a lot of Lions fans who are hoping they did not let a potential and future Hall of Fame quarterback get away by not taking Tua Tagovailoa. With the fifth overall pick, he went to the Dolphins, the Alabama quarterback. And there are a lot of Lions fans who are thinking, oh, please, please, let's hope that this one doesn't burn us like so many other quarterbacks have in the past.
That was only the first round from last night. As you mentioned, there are more picks to come. Lions probably to address more of the needs, hopefully, especially one that you talked about, needing to shore up that defensive line, especially to rush the quarterback. There's some talent out there, and it's not unheard of that, you know, those second and third round draft choices turn out to be stars. Do you think the Lions go with more defense? There's still some offensive needs. I think you talked about in sports yesterday, such as a running back. We like Kerryon Johnson when he's healthy, but that's another need too.
No, that's right. Well, look at it this way. I mean, the Lions still have tonight. They've got three picks. They've got the 35th, the 67th, and the 85th overall pick. I mean, the Lions are going to get three picks in the top 100. They better improve. All right, they're just right there. You better be thinking they'll improve. And so, yes, I think that they are at least going to spend at least two of those three picks on more defense. At least somebody who can help shore up the defensive line, which needs lots of help. Maybe a pass rusher. But then, as you said, I could see them maybe going running back as well, because there are some good running backs in this draft class. And they could really use some depth there, because while Kerryon Johnson, he is a talent and he is good when healthy, the unfortunate part, as you said, Charlie, he's just not healthy a lot. So they could really use some help on the in the running back position. Offensive line as well, don't forget about that. They may not address that tonight, but maybe in the final rounds on Saturday. Also, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to go and find another tight end and or wide receiver. When you finish with a 3-13 record, you've got a lot of positions that need filled and need help. So that's where the Lions are right now. And the good thing for them is that they do have 9 picks in this draft, so they're going to be able to address a lot of issues that they've had the last couple of years.
The question of whether or not the Lions were going to retain that overall number 3 pick, we go back to that for just a moment. I had heard that the Lions were entertaining the possibility of maybe making a trade, but did I hear correctly? Was it Bob Quinn who said that any offers that came in, he didn't think were valuable enough?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. It didn't sound like really like anybody was making any moves. And I'm wondering if that was because of this new format last night. You know, this was the first virtual draft. It wasn't like how it's been done in the past, where everybody's all in one place. And then you've got all these war rooms across the country where, you know, all the teams have all of their personnel in one room. Well, you couldn't do that because of social distancing. So I'm wondering if, because of communication issues, or maybe the potential that there could be issues, a lot of teams were afraid to make some kind of moves and any kind of trades. They didn't want to lose their pick whatsoever. They were afraid of doing that. So I'm wondering if that had something to do with it. The Lions didn't really receive anything to, I guess, compel them to want to move from that third pick. So that's why they stuck where they were.
And the analysis and experts, which of course mean nothing because you are the expert we trust, I've seen give the Lions, I've seen A's. I think the worst grade, actually, I think I saw was a B+ from somebody.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've seen too. Yeah, and like I said, while my only issue is how much of an impact does a cornerback make in today's NFL? But other than that, there's no arguing that this guy is of immense talent, and he is going to improve this defense no matter what. He's got speed, he's got size, and he'll bring some excitement, and he's got some attitude as well. And I think that's something that was missing with that Lions defense last year. So, again, there was no problems getting this pick. I think he'll be good. I'm hoping that the Lions, for their sake, that he will turn into a perennial All-Pro, maybe 6 or 7 year All-Pro. And if that happens, they'll be very, very pleased.
And I guess just as we embraced Chris Spielman, I guess I'll use an example, who turned out to be a great player for the Lions from Ohio State, we will accept the fact that he is from that team to the south.
That's right.
As long as you play well, you'll be okay. Pat Justin, the Elma Bureau, we appreciate your work that you're doing from the home base and helping to provide the insight on the Lions draft. And hopefully come Monday, we'll be talking more about the Lions, how they had a successful draft over the weekend. And as you started out by saying, Super Bowls.
Oh, real quick, Charlie. Yeah. Let me just remind everybody that James Paxton and I are recording a podcast later on this morning on the Lions' first-round pick and what to expect for the rest of the draft. And how we are dealing without Ford. This is tough for us.
We'll look for that as you will post an update on our Facebook page, and we'll be able to find it to the podcast with Pat and James.